While we continue to experience an avalanche of bad news, there are also some good news and positive stories that are emerging of people assisting those affected by the COVID-19. And the Muslim community has come to the fore in this regard. Many Muslim organizations and individuals are assisting. The SA Muslim COVID-19 Response Task Team has now launched a new web-based portal for relief organizations to share information. We speak to the Deputy CEO of Awqaf South Africa and Task Team co-founder Mikhail Colliers. Mikhail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam and thank you for having us.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Your time appreciated. Perhaps you could begin by outlining to us why was the formation of the SA Muslim COVID-19 response team so important?
As a progressive and active community that has always participated in the various challenges of this country, whether it be the fight against colonialism or apartheid, when it comes to relieving the difficulties of our society through relief work, the Muslim community has always been at the forefront. And following global trends, we knew that it was going to be a matter of time before the COVID-19 pandemic hit South Africa. We then gathered together ulama, various organizations and individuals to form a multidisciplinary task team that were able to address this pandemic in a coordinated and a strategic approach.
What challenges have you faced, Mikhail, in the rollout of this plan of action, this very noble plan of action from the Muslim community?
Alhamdulillah, I think the challenges were quite minimal. I think the fact that we were under lockdown, that was actually a blessing in disguise for us, because we had quite a bit of time available at our disposal to be able to get to the various people that needed to be attended to. And then obviously the challenges that the lockdown had with regard to not getting to communities and the difficulty getting into the areas, that posed quite a bit of challenge initially to the organizations performing the relief work. But alhamdulillah, we've managed to overcome most of those types of challenges.
As you continue this very great effort, do you notice a changing of dynamics at ground level as we progress further into the lockdown?
I think that there is a changing dynamics, firstly on two levels. The first level is the fact that there is this willingness to cooperate. I think that among the relief organizations, and also with regard to how government views this particular pandemic, there is a sense that it is very overwhelming. The mere fact that the number of deaths and the number of infections have not peaked as in other countries, the fact that our country is under lockdown, and many of the community is basically stuck either in their homes or in township communities, you find that our people live usually from day to day, and they earn from day to day, and they basically spend day to day whatever they've earned. So the fact that that income has been taken away from so many of our people, it actually means that the social dynamic, the economic devastation of this pandemic is actually more severe than the infection rate in itself. So I think that is a very, very great challenge that is currently facing our South African society. We live in a community that is the most unequal in the entire world. We live in a society where three people's wealth is equal to almost, I think, 50% of the population. These are not our statistics. These are statistics from the international economic agencies. So those dynamics are really playing out within the South African community facing this pandemic.
Yes, great effort, undoubtedly. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant all those who are part of it abundance of reward and give you the strength to continue the work. Barakallahu feek, Jazakumullah khair for joining us and giving us the update.
Just one last thing, if the community can go to muslimteam.co.za and you'll be able to get live reports of all the organizations doing work on the ground, inshallah.
Okay, we will direct our listeners in that regard. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.